Market pricing for another 50 basis point Fed rate cut in November is what is now driving things, with stocks continuing to extend record highs accompanied by surging commodities, including record highs for gold and a falling US dollar. Odds for a 50 basis point cut in November have climbed to about 65%. For now, investors are feeling good about it all, though it's important to remember a lot of what's been driving this latest push for another 50 basis points is softer U.S. economic data. The challenge here is that the data can't get too soft so as to make the market worried about 50 more basis points because the economy is in bad shape versus 50 more basis points because it'll help an economy that's in decent shape overall. As far as key moves in the FX market go, we've seen fresh yearly highs in the pound, Australian dollar, and New Zealand dollar, with the euro on the verge of making its own yearly high, the yen considering a move back towards its yearly high, and even the Canadian dollar getting closer to its own yearly high. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from some ECB speak and US new home sales. That's all for now.